It is time for a check on sports right now here on the Breakfast Club on Robert Hood Radio. A lot going on in the National Football League. Deshaun Watson, of course, has not been indicted. So there's going to be a bunch of teams looking for him. There was a lot of talk about the New York Giants bringing in Trubisky. The Pittsburgh Steelers signed him to a 2-year deal. The Browns are releasing wide receiver Jarvis Landry. He's now a free agent. I guess the big story is Devontae Adams telling the Packers he won't play under the franchise tag in 2022. So they're going to have to decide what they want to do with him. What else? I guess that's really about the major news. Except, of course, you know, Tom Brady coming back and playing for Tampa Bay. I mean, it doesn't get any more major than that in sports. But we can start to talk about the NCAAs. The UConn men and women are both in the NCAA tournament this year. Congratulations to both of them. See how well they do. The women are finally healthy after a year of COVID and injuries. So we'll see if that helps them at all in their quest for another national title. And baseball indeed is picking up. The Yankees, the Mets, spring training. And we'll have baseball on the television shortly, which is a good thing. I couldn't see going a summer without baseball. Not with my big 90-inch screen there. Anyways, what else in baseball news? Baseball news, Padres' Fernando Tatis broke his wrist. He could miss up to 3 months. 3 months. Wow. The New York Nets were fined $50,000 for allowing Kevin Durant in the locker room because, of course, he's not vaccinated for COVID. Was it? No, Kyrie Irving. Pardon me. Kyrie Irving was the one who's not vaccinated. Durant played, scored 53 points in that game. So the Nets were fined $50,000 for that. 5-0. Other basketball news? Not much. That's about it, really. We'll check the sports in just a few minutes. We'll go to the NBA and see if any local teams saw actions yesterday. I don't believe they did, but let's take a look at yesterday's scores. Don't see any. Today, the Nets are playing the Magic. Tomorrow, the Nets are playing the Mavericks. And the Knicks are playing the Trailblazers. The Celtics against the Warriors. Let's move on to hockey. In yesterday's games, Arizona beat Ottawa by a score of 4-3. That's all I have from yesterday. That's it. That's about the best I can do for sports every year today. That is our sports update here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.